Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Allo Communications Studios. My goodness, I have a script prepared of things we're going to talk about. I literally write out every single word of the show, if you can believe the no. I don't do that. I should. And then other things happen that just set the program on fire in a very, very good way. Some fairly breaking news. I saw this about an hour and a half ago, but I wasn't on the air. Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, tweeted this at 10:31, June 13th, 2022. Denver is trading their forward Jamichael Green and a protected 2027 first-round pick to Oklahoma City for the number 30 pick in this month's NBA draft and two future second-round picks. Nuggets now have number 21 and 30 in this draft. There you go. We had talked about number 30 kind of being a sweet spot for CSU's David Roddy. And some would argue that and say, no, he was never going to be a first-round guy. But if you look at some of the projections going on nationally, Roddy was floating around late first round, early second round. It won't be a shock if Roddy is taken 10 picks later into the second round, but from what I'm hearing and from seeing, again, I wasn't there. I should have went there last week. But seeing the workout and just the videos and the Michael Malone and David Roddy yucking it up, who do we have on last week? Brendan Vogt from DNVR Nuggets, who said it did seem like Malone was cutting it up a little more so with David Roddy than any of the other prospects. So, and we had we might have actually had David say that. David was on the program last week. And that would be, I've texted him back and forth, and he gives me the laughs and emojis and all that stuff, and I'm like, dude, dream come true, right? If you're a Nugget, and he'll just kind of send me the laughs and all that, but I mean, come on. So that's big news. We're going to have Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV join me to talk about that trade, get his perspective. Chris is going to be interesting because he's not, I think he's a CU guy. So he's not like going to, he's not going to come out here and sugarcoat it and say, oh yeah, Roddy would be, he's going to give me his honest take. How would that make sense? Would David Roddy make sense with a Nikola Jokic led team? And again, who's to say Roddy would get meaningful minutes early on? Maybe never, you know, and even if he does get meaningful minutes, does he get meaningful minutes with the Joker? And all of that stuff is just kind of a fun scenario to talk about. I don't foresee Roddy getting a lot of minutes his rookie year, regardless of where he goes. But I don't think we saw Bones Highland getting a lot of minutes. And look what happened there. So, I mean, you just never know when guys are going to click. Jordan Poole for Golden State, he was like this close as far as Golden State thinking, maybe we need him to get more work like in the G League or something. To now, he's on any given night, he could be a big time factor for the Warriors in their championship quest. That series is tied up 2-2 in Golden State tonight. That'll be fun. We have the Avs and the Lightning set. That goalkeeper for Tampa Bay obviously is amazing. They're going in their third year in a row, trying to get three in a row. The Avs have never lost in the Stanley Cup final/finals, depending on how you want to say it. So this is going to be amazing. And thank goodness, too, by the way. Thank you, Avs. I just think the Rockies have some positives we're going to get to, but it's still the Rockies, so I'm going to do this. Thank you, Colorado Avalanche. You're going to give me something to talk about until I can jump right on over to Broncos training camp. We got mandatory mini camps going now, so perfect. The summer is set. We will not be reviewing movies from 1994 this summer like we did in the year of COVID. So that'll be good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Jades of Spades is out this week. I got Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th, filling in. Thanks for jumping on board for a few shows this week, my man. You're looking good. You're looking sharp.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Broncos stuff.
That's a shocker. But you'll be dressed out in the Avs gear on Wednesday, right? That's worked so far. Every time I've seen you in that shirt, the Avs have won.
I believe that shirt is 4-0. It's a new shirt. I had to replace an old Broncos shirt, which was deteriorating.
It's a good-looking Avs shirt.
Every
time I see Michael wear that shirt, I put $20 on the Avs.
And guess what, guys? That shirt was on sale. So I got it for $40-something bucks.
Where'd you get it? It looks good.
I don't know. Somethinginternet.com.
It's like a black polo, but I mean, it's sophisticated yet, you know, sporty, but also classy. It's got a perfect mix there. So if you wear that shirt Wednesday, you better believe I'm taking the Avs to win.
Yeah, I will be wearing it Wednesday. I kind of wanted the burgundy shirt, but, you know, it was navy blue, so it kind of reminds me of Broncos.
Do you have plans to add to the Avs wardrobe? Are those realistic plans in your future?
I mean, I mostly wear Broncos.
That's true.
Buy something else.
Well, if they win the Stanley Cup, you got to hook it up, man. You got to Avs it up a little bit more. Diversify the wardrobe.
I have an Avs thumb drive where I keep all my family pictures on.
Okay, but nobody can see that.
I can see it.
We need more hats and more shirts from you because I think that bodes well for the Colorado Avalanche.
I mean, I really like the Avs, but my love for the Avs compared to my love for the Broncos is there's no comparison between the two.
Well,
and by the way, the Avs are going to win in six.
I got them winning in seven.
I have them winning.
That's based on my very much deep, deep, and thorough knowledge of all things NHL and also. But I will say this: I've had a blast with these playoffs. I mean, this is the most I've gotten into the Avs. I mean, probably since 2001. I got into the Avs. I was a big Avs guy growing up. The lockouts, as I've talked about, have changed me a little bit. And then, you know, when Patrick Waugh and Joe Sakic took over, it's like, that's exciting. And, of course, Patrick Waugh's first year as coach was awesome. They make it to the playoffs. I think his first game, Patrick Waugh's knocking down the glass. He's so mad. He's pounding. It's like, this is going to be fun. And then, obviously, that experiment proved to be a dud. That fizzled. Jared Bednar has been sensational. He was sitting on the hot seat to start these playoffs. And if you deny that, you're just, everything's puppies, kittens, and rainbows to you. He was very much on the hot seat. Needed to get past the second round. Because there's a certain time in sports where you go from, oh, you're really bad. Oh, you're getting better. Oh, you're in the playoffs. You're in the playoffs. Ask George Karl if the playoffs just seemed to make everything safe for you. He couldn't get past the second round. So he was on the hot seat. He stuck with his gut. Sakic stuck with his guy. And look where we are. Either way you slice it, the Avs are in a championship series starting on Wednesday night.
Does this say more about Bednar or more about Sakic? I mean, look what Sakic did before the trade deadline, bringing in a lot of players.
All players that are making big impact, major impact on what you're doing, too. That's an interesting one. It's like the chicken and the egg. It's Joe Sakic for me. And I know this is tough for you, Michael, but Joe Sakic is very close. Not replacing John Elway as the number one sports icon, but as far as an executive, Joe Sakic's well on his way. Get a title. Elway's done that as an executive. And then go to another one. That's going to be, hopefully he doesn't follow in John Elway's footsteps and go to one first and then come back and win it. Hopefully he gets one now. I can easily foresee the Avs winning a few of these Stanley Cups within the next 5 years. Depending on, you know, there's going to be guys in discussion as far as are they coming back and such for next year. You know, is Darcy Kemper the future beyond this season? Is Nazem Kadri coming back? He's probably going to get paid somewhere else. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some question marks surrounding this team. but you're still thinking, as long as they got the guys, as long as they got the McCars and the McKinnons, they should be fine going forward, maybe a contender. But this is going to be a battle. This is absolutely going to be a battle, and I am so excited for it. What the hell are we going to do when this is over? I mean, I've had a great time watching the NBA playoffs, even though the Nuggets were knocked out early in that first round. But the Avs have obviously been the talk of the town. And then you add in some fun NBA playoffs. Oh, and by the way, the Rockies. The Rockies just, they were sinking, and somehow they kind of doggy paddled their way back up. Their little noses are sticking up out of the water. They are, their head is slightly above the water. By winning a series against the Giants, very unlikely on the road, and then splitting with the Padres after getting absolutely trounced in game one, or was it game one? So much so that my boy Marquez earns himself a Red Wing Shoes Player of the Week. Red Wing Shoes of Greeley and Johnstown. I own a pair. You should seriously consider it. Michael, with that being said, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Yeah, the good, I already, spoiler alert, it's the Rockies. That's the good for me. The Avs, you've dominated the good for quite some time, but I'm going to go with the Rockies here. Herman Marquez, or Herman Marcus, or whatever, we change his name every broadcast, it's fine, I don't care. Can you pitch? The dude can pitch. He's back, he looks like he's kind of getting back to where we all expect him to be. 17 innings pitched in two games last week. 5 earned runs, 13 strikeouts, allowed only 10 hits in 2 wins over San Francisco and San Diego. If you can get this kind of performance back from Marquez, you're going to be in a very key position. But he was really solid in those two games that earned him Player of the Week.
Pitch is strike 3 called. He dropped a slider in there beautifully. Here's a pitch by Marquez. Swing and a miss. He got him with that slider. 2-2 the count. Marquez has a chance to strike out the side. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. He does just that. Came back with that slider and strikes out the side in the bottom of the second inning. He got Voit, Hosmer, and Mazzara. Tough guy to strike out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He does strike out. Another strikeout for Herman Marquez. He is rolling along. A hit back in the first inning and none since. And the pitch. And a line drive up the middle. Grabbed by the second baseman, Rogers. Second for one. On the first, it's a double play.
The one and only Jerry Schimmel on the call. You probably heard that right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA over the weekend. The bad for me is not really that bad, but I'm forced to find bad and ugly stories. Here's the bad and good. Kadri and Cogliano are practicing. They're not in full squad practice yet. With the game one coming up on Wednesday, that's not the best news you want to hear. But then again, it's hockey. These guys are different. They are just bulletproof. They're tough. Even with broken bones and surgeries, they're back on the ice. Can you grip the stick? That's going to be the question for Kadri. Can you grip your stick? That's, you know, obviously going forward, how well can you do on that side? Also, kind of the bad, I don't know if it's really bad or ugly or whatever, but you do have the situation with Kenley, and you don't want any kind of injuries for the Rockies at this point, because you're trying to stitch together something just to stay alive in the month of June. Tyler Kenley placed on injured list with a right elbow injury, so bummer there. The ugly, and I'm going to hit this one. This is so all over the place for me. This is a weird story, but the PGA Tour back with this LIV, I don't care what you want to call it, really firing off against each other. And again, it's unlike anything else. It's, you know, the PGA is absolutely sickened by this. And you've got players, I mean, Roy McIlroy's throwing jabs at LIV at the Golf Invitational Series. You got PGA guys jumping back. Obviously, Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. They're going over to the live side of things. I mean, it's just setting up this. You're hearing Dustin Johnson say things like, you know, good, I don't have to play so much anymore. I can just now I got to figure out what to do with the rest of my 40 weeks a year. I don't know. The whole thing is just feeling a little strange listening to these guys squabble. We'll see how it all progresses. 20 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Huge news for the Nuggets today. What does this mean for our guy, David Roddy? And I'll tell you what, talking a lot about David Roddy. Talking a lot about what CSU is going to do without him. I'll tell you what they're going to do without him. They're going to give Isaiah Stevens the basketball. We got Isaiah Stevens on the line at 12:30 on our First Advantage hotline. You do not want to miss that. Also, Chris Dempsey will join me talking Nuggets. What does it mean for Roddy? We'll get his take. All that and more coming up on a very, very busy Monday afternoon. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. I'm 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Shout out to No Limit Collectibles. Man, we're talking about all these great sports moments, and we've got an Avalanche team that's looking to win Stanley Cup number 3. You've got a Nuggets team with a two-time MVP. You got Russell Wilson in Denver. Encapsulate those moments. Find those pictures, those cards, sports memorabilia. I was in there the other day. And there was an old Nolan Arenado signed baseball bat. You're going to find amazing, great things there at No Limit Collectibles. And if you don't find exactly what you're looking for, maybe you're wanting to decorate the man cave a certain way, talk to my guy, Ken. Hey, he's going to shows all the time finding stuff. Hey, be on the lookout for this. This is what I'm looking for. He's going to track it down, dude. He's that good. That's No Limit Collectibles. They're in Greeley now. They're right by another great sponsor of ours. You know it. Cables Pub and Grill. That place is awesome. Stop by Cables, go over to No Limit Collectibles, kill two birds with one stone. Again, tell them we sent you here. There's no limit to what you can collect at No Limit Collectibles. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Don't forget Isaiah Stevens will join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. It is, you know what, I'm excited for Roddy. I'm looking forward for Roddy in the NBA, whether it's with the Nuggets or whatever. I'm going to follow his career. But I'm also looking right over at CSU thinking, man, you still have great things in store for you. Yes, it's going to be different. Yes, maybe you're not as touted as good as you would have been had Roddy stayed. But with Isaiah Stevens, Nico Medved, this coaching staff, some very good pieces to this team, you still feel pretty good about where you are and that you can go back-to-back into the March Madness side of things. It's cool for Isaiah, man. I'm excited to talk to him about it. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you like to see a new Broncos stadium near DIA? Just go vote at thewholeshow.com. Here's a couple of options. No, current stadium's fine. Leave it all alone. New stadium, but closer to where it is now. Or just no, leave it alone. Or yes, go vote at thewholeshow.com.
Wait, are we talking about a new stadium where Walmart's paying for it? Or where the government's paying for it?
Probably a little bit of both.
I don't like that.
You're going to need a new stadium anyway. So at some point, you're going to need a new stadium.
I don't think taxpayers should have anything to do with it. Unless the city's going to own it, or whoever, unless the state owns it, then and the state makes money off.
But what I'm telling you is there's going to be a new stadium at some point. So your stuff about the taxpayers and all that, it might be moot because it's going to happen. So would you rather it happen now, 10 years from now, stay where it is, build it on into DIA and create this amazing fun zone city that Coors Field, Blake Street, that they've created? You could have pop like you've never seen before.
I'd like them to build it in Greeley.
There you go. 29 minutes after the hour, and that's when we shut Michael's microphone off. We're going to catch up with Isaiah Stevens from Colorado State here in just a moment. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now is Isaiah Stevens from the Colorado State Rams on our First Advantage Hotline. Isaiah, my man, great to catch up with you. I know you are crazy busy with summer workouts and such, but we appreciate some time today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
Man, a lot's changed since the last time I chatted with you, man. Boy, let's get right into it. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about next year and this Rams squad and everything. But I know you and David Roddy were close. But, man, I don't know that there's many more happy or more happy for him than you are. I was seeing some of your tweets about him. I've heard you all season promote David Roddy. So I know you were it was a kind of a bittersweet thing for you.
Absolutely. Just like you said, I couldn't be more happy for David in the future that he has coming his way, man. But I'll be lying if I said that I didn't want to play with him anymore. But man, I'm going to be super excited to watch him live out his dreams.
Yeah, what's that like for you, though? Because you're that kind of guy, too. Everything that you say, that's what you mean. So you're like, dude, I want you to go live out your dream, do it. But come on, dude, one more year. Let's go back to back here.
I stayed out of it completely. I was in his corner with whatever decision he decided to make, man, because I know how hard he's worked for this opportunity. And I'm just here to be a resource for him if he needs someone to talk to or be there for him, man, because I know at times it looks like it could be like he's just by himself, but he has a whole lot of people rooting for him, and I'm one of them.
And you said it. You stayed out of it. You didn't try to sway him one way or the other. Were you tempted at all at one point? Just, you know, hey, you shoot a little text, a little picture of him dunking on an Air Force kid or something like that. Was there any part of you that was a little tempted?
Nah, I tried to stay out of it, man. Maybe a little bit, but like you said, I stayed out of it.
Are you following along with his? I think he's worked out for like every team now, so I have no idea where he's going. Although we saw the Nuggets made a crazy trade today that will get them pick number 30. We saw him work out there. I'm seeing him yuck it up with Michael Malone, and suddenly I'm thinking he might not be too far away from you, man. He might end up being a Nugget next year.
Man, that would be a dream come true for both of us. For him to only have to move down the road, man, and we could go catch some games and go just hang out with him from time to time. If the schedule fits, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I'm excited about it. It would be so much fun. I love following CSU basketball, love following the Nuggets. That's a perfect marriage right there in my book. what's this been like, though? Because I always remember when you guys both stormed onto the scene together. And I don't like to say you guys came out of nowhere, but no one was expecting right off the bat for both of you to click so quickly with Colorado State. You know, we dubbed you guys the Super Softs, all this stuff when you were sophomores, and then you just kept growing and obviously led to a March Madness appearance with Coach Nico Medved and company. So what was that like for you? You guys have, you know, just been these two stars growing up with Colorado State over the last couple of years.
Yeah, man, it's been one heck of a ride. I'll just say it's been a tribute to all the work that we've put in from the minute that we stepped on campus with all of the coaches that have come through the program. Just everything that he's put into it and that I put into it along with the rest of the team and the staff, it just breathes to our culture, which is hard work. And there are no accidents and there are no choices. And so you got to go out and put the work in each and every day and let the chips fall where they may.
We're talking to Isaiah Stevens about those Colorado State Rams and how exciting it was last year. No doubt, Moby Madness was crazy. I expect nothing different next year. But Isaiah, you look at this now. I mean, I don't know how much you pay attention to social media and, you know, some of the stuff written about Roddy or about CSU. And there's no doubt that it went from, yeah, if Roddy comes back next year, CSU's going to be top 25, a favorite to win the conference, a favorite to go back-to-back to March Madness. Now that Roddy's not, that's changed a little bit. How do you view that when you read stuff like that? Do you just take that more on yourself and go, you know what, let's go prove them wrong? We like kind of having the odds stacked up against us.
That's pretty much the approach that we've had so far. We love the underdog mentality. We love when people count us out. I feel like we've been able to handle expectations really well, whether they're super high or super low. But we go out here and we work, and we just know that there's none that we can do about it right now until the games start happening, but we're going to put ourselves in a position to be successful.
You've been a leader of this team. You and, of course, Roddy, when it comes to players, do you, again, you're happy for David, but at the same time, do you kind of feel like, all right, it's been my time alongside with Roddy, but now I'm really going to showcase, and it's my team now. Do you get that sense? Has anything changed mentally for you?
I honestly don't think anything has changed. My mentality since I was a freshman was to go out here and lead this team to the best of my abilities. I know what I bring to the table as a playmaker, as a leader, and just as an overall good basketball player. And so I'm just going out here just to win ball games, man. I'm not trying to get caught up in whether it's my team or somebody else's team. We have a great culture here that allows people to lead from top to bottom. And I feel like that's what's helped us be so successful over the years. And I think we're going to have that same approach moving forward.
Well, and there was a couple of different changes even before the Roddy situation. Obviously, we knew Chandler Jacobs wasn't coming back. You look at Kendall Moore, Deshaun Thomas is now in the Big Sky Conference now. So a couple of, I don't want to say small changes, but still, there's going to be some interesting changes for the starting lineup, for the entire roster. Also excited about some new guys coming in, too. So when you view changes, when you view guys, obviously moving on, entering the transfer portal, what's that like for you? Again, you say your mentality's not really changed, but still, there is going to be a little bit of a change up other than David Roddy on that roster.
Absolutely, and it's a part of the game of basketball nowadays, especially with the transfer portal and the way that it's moving. The change is going to be inevitable no matter what. No two teams are ever the same. Coach Medved preaches that all the time, and from year to year, you have to fight for your culture. You have to fight for your camaraderie and your chemistry each and every year that you step on the floor. And so I'm super excited about the guys that we've brought in. We've had a great first week of workouts already, starting our second here today. And I honestly think that we have some players that will be able to make an immediate impact right away on our team. And is it going to be different? 100%. But sometimes change is good.
Was there any part of you, and again, you just mentioned it, we're in the wild, wild west now in college sports where guys are entering the transfer portal left and right, this is happening, NIL deals, all of that. Was there ever any part of you, Isaiah, that saw the news with Roddy where it was trending and then you saw this? Was there ever any part of you that said, would I benefit somewhere else better? Or are you thinking, no, man, this is I'm ride or die, CSU, no matter what?
For me personally, man, it's been ride or die with CSU. I just feel like it's been the place for me. I've been able to grow each and every year as a player, both on and off the floor. Our coaches invest so much time and energy into us to the point where I feel like that can't just be replicated at a different university. And so I've been CSU ride or die. I haven't thought too much about transfer portals or anything like that. I feel like I've been able to get everything I want out of my career with the hand I was dealt here at CSU, and I'm more than thankful.
And how big is that going to be, too? Because obviously your career is going to go crazy, is continuing to go crazy, and I'm excited to see what even happens for you after your days at CSU. But you see Roddy now with this news. I think people are going to view it just like you said. CSU is a great place, a great school, not just for this state or for this area or for the Mountain West, but I think players can look at CSU and go, I might be able to elevate my game and take it to that next level.
100%, and that's the area that this program takes very near and dear to the heart, which is player development. We put in a lot of time and effort, and our coach is doing an amazing job of being visible each and every day, being in the gym with you, rebounding for you, talking with you, going out to lunch. There's just certain things I feel that you can't take for granted when looking at these programs. And here at CSU, man, it truly is a family.
Isaiah Stevens joining us. We're talking Colorado State Rams. And Isaiah, you guys have, as a team, I'm sure, sat down and talked about David Roddy and moving on and going to the NBA. Have you had any, individual chats with just players, or rather individual chats with Coach Medved about, all right, that's great for David, we're excited, but now we shift our focus, and it is a new day, so to speak, for Colorado State?
It definitely is a new day, and we've had plenty of conversations kind of like you said, just about with Roddy moving on and some guys leaving the program and then adding some new players as well. The biggest thing for us is just figuring out what does that look like for our team moving forward. And how are we going to put ourselves in the best position to be successful with the new guys that we do have? And so I think it's going to be more than a fun journey to try to figure that out, because that's really what the game is all about, and trying to be as good as we possibly can be.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to watch you guys no matter what. And I know people are excited about the future for CSU. It is interesting, though, because last year you guys had this giant target on your back, and everybody knew, okay, CSU's the team to beat, and people brought their A game with you every time. I don't expect that to change. I think that's all going to be – they're still going to have that target on your back. You're still going to be a favorite in the conference. Some good teams coming back. Obviously, Wyoming's returning a lot of guys. San Diego State's going to be right there in the mix. But how do you view it? You mentioned it. We kind of like the underdog mentality, but you're kind of going to be somewhere as in between as far as, you know, top three, top four. But also, without Roddy, things have changed as far as that narrative. Do you view it as, hey, we got to be ready, everybody wants to beat us, or we're the underdogs going into the season?
Yeah, I feel like we've earned that right, too, for every team to want to come out here and give it their best shot. You want to play in competitive games, and so just as much as other teams are going to come at us, we're going to be going right back at them. And so I think it's going to make for a bunch of great conference games. Like you said, the Mountain West is one of the toughest conferences in the country, and so I think from night to night, but that has to be our mentality regardless, is to go out here and compete regardless of who we're playing, because I honestly think any given night you can be beating the Mountain West. So,
boy, and I know that's stressful for the coaches, that's stressful for the players, but Isaiah, I got to tell you, last year was the most fun I've ever had watching Mountain West collectively, like the entire conference. Obviously, love watching CSU, but every single night, especially down to that 10-game stretch, wanting to see where the standings were going to end up, it was like every night there was great must-see basketball television, and that was, for me personally, was all Mountain West.
Absolutely. It was fun for us to watch, too. There were numerous nights where we'll all just pile up in the living room and we'll watch a random game, whoever it may be, like the San Diego State Wyoming game that went down to the wire, or New Mexico against Nevada. Just a bunch of different games that maybe in years past you might not have tuned into, but this past year it was definitely a lot of fun to watch.
How
top to bottom.
And sorry to cut you off, Isaiah. How hard is that to, you see all the other teams, too. We talk about the team up north. We talk about Wyoming. They're bringing back their guys. Do you look at that stuff? Do you pay attention to it? Or does it really register with you at all? You're just too focused on what you got to do with your team, especially now in these summer workouts.
Well, you see it every so often here and there. But at the same time, we can't focus on what other teams have going on right now. We got to be focused in on what the Rams are improving on from day to day. And so I think regardless of what teams are bringing back, it's going to be competitive. And just like we talked about throughout this whole conversation, we've added some very nice pieces as well that I think will be a good surprise for a lot of people.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and again, a lot of these guys coming in, we're getting excited about it just to see what they can do. Guys that I think you're even expected to take that next leap, too. John Tanjay, I think he's going to be able to handle a lot of that pressure. Jalen Lake, I know you guys both talk really highly of him, the coaching staff. So current guys on this roster, guys that have been on this roster, I mean, how much do you look at them and say, all right, guys, we're going to need you to elevate even more, take another step in your game?
Absolutely, and those conversations have been had, and even more so than me wanting it for them or the coaches wanting it for them, they want it for themselves, which I think is just absolutely phenomenal. Like guys like you said, John Tanjay, Jalen Lake, Isaiah Rivera, James Moores, and the list goes on, and guys have room to improve, including myself, and we've had these conversations where we genuinely want to make that happen, and so we're putting the work in to make that our reality.
How much does, last year playing against Michigan, playing in March Madness, everybody, so many people want to get there and they just don't. It's a dream come true. How much does that game, I know it didn't go the way you wanted it to, but does that game help you going forward as far as taking notes and learning from that opportunity heading into next season?
Well, for me personally, I'll say the biggest thing is just understanding that if you want to win games at the highest level, the margins are extremely small. Coach Medved preaches about that all the time. It comes down to the small plays, the details within the game, doing things the right way, because any given possession could be the difference. It's not these big game-changing plays that typically do it. It's maybe an offensive rebound, a missed free throw, a layup that we gave up, or just different stuff like that. And I think that helps shape our maturity moving forward on just how dialed in we have to be on a possession by possession basis.
Man, I'm ready to go back and do it all over again, Isaiah. So much fun to watch you guys, follow you guys. And I know you and I are going to be talking about doing some stuff down the road. All right, I got a serious question for you real quick before we let you go, okay?
Yes, sir.
Golden State or Boston tonight? I have not made my pick, so I need some help.
I got to go with the Warriors on this one.
Good.
I think they just a big time dub on the road, heading back west. I just think it'll be tough for Boston in the Chase Center tonight.
I needed some help to put me over the edge. I'm going with it, and I'm going to credit you to this pick. So if we lose, then I'm just going to say, hey, Isaiah told me to say it, so that's the pick. If we win, of course, then it was mainly my idea. That's how it'll go. But Isaiah, I tell you what, last deal, if Roddy goes to the Nuggets, can we talk to him? Can he get us a hookup? Man, I'll drive down there. I'll cover gas. I'll cover parking. Let's see if we can get a hookup.
Hey, man, hopefully we'll be able to figure something out. Either way it goes, I know I'm going to be in attendance for.
I know, man. And I love – there was a video last year, too. I don't remember what game it was. You two are both being interviewed, and they asked a question to David about something. And, David's – he's being humble. He's not saying much. And you kind of interrupted and said, no, dude, this guy's the greatest. And I just loved that. I love your attitude. I love the way you approach the game. I love how you have your guys back. And I just want to say this to Rams fans. With this coaching staff, with you as this on the floor leader and this roster, I still think it's going to be one heck of a season next year, man. So I'm so excited to see what you guys can do.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, man.
All right, Isaiah, let's catch up soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. There's Isaiah Stevens, Colorado State Rams. And that guy's a stud. I mean, both guys are studs. Roddy, Stevens, both guys are amazing basketball players. And I'm not going to be naive. Without Roddy, this isn't as good as of a basketball team. That's just it. Right now, based on what we know, does it change around next year? I mean, how does the coaching staff make the adjustment? That's what I'm going to be here for. And again, I haven't seen anything from Nico Medved and Ali Farouk Manesh, any of these coaches, that leads me to believe they can't get it done, because every single year has just been better than the last. So, yeah, it's you can't be an idiot when you look at this. Without Roddy, they're not as good. That's obvious. But that could change. You get into a few weeks into the season, suddenly you go, somehow they're a different team, but they're still putting it together. We've seen that every single year. College basketball teams lose studs. They come back. A different stud approaches. A current stud gets better. And the philosophy changes a little bit. So that's what the challenge will be, no doubt. The pressure won't be on Nico Medved, like, oh, will he have a... No, Medved's there for life if he wants to be, in my opinion. The pressure will be more on how great can they be the year following David Roddy. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got Chris Dempsey joining us. The Nuggets had a big trade a few hours ago that gives them number 30 now, 21 and 30. What does that mean for number 21 for Colorado State? We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 5 minutes until the top of the hour. Second hour still to come. We'll have Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV talk a little Nuggets with us. Also, the Broncos' future. What does that look like as far as a new stadium? I was reading an article from Mark Kisla in the Denver Post about, no, don't touch it, don't move it, don't think about it, especially not around DIA. Keep it in internal Denver, so to speak. And maybe that's the conversation that we have more so. Would it serve the Broncos better to be somewhat on the outskirts of Denver, where you do have room to create this whole, as John Elway called it years ago, Broncos land? Because if you stay where you are, you're just going to build a new stadium. You tear that one down, you build it just like they did last time. Not a lot of room to really build up all these grand ideas of almost a little mini city, mini village surrounding the Broncos. And you are seeing some of the big-time venues nowadays. I mean, there's a lot more stuff surrounding the stadium than just the stadium itself. That's what right now what the Broncos have is a stadium. It's an experience to watch the Broncos. Imagine if you had both. Imagine if the Broncos had what you have at Coors Field. I mean, we all know that Coors Field, it's about baseball secondary. With the Broncos, Broncos number one. And that would never change. But if you added the atmosphere that the Rockies have created over these last few years, forget about it. Cables Pub and Grill, man, make your Monday a great day. They got the all-you-can-eat spaghetti for just $5.95. Stop by. Love this place. You don't need me to tell you about them. You've been there before. One of the best around, hands down. Cables Pub and Grill. Second hour coming up next. Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV talking Nuggets, Roddy, all that and more. Stay tuned.